Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
High noon in the District of Columbia. We're going to hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn shortly, probably about a half hour or so. But the news is out. I think it was first reported by Ben Standing of the Standing Room podcast. Commanders made a move at quarterback, signing Jeff Driscoll off the Cardinals practice squad. Driscoll was obviously in Washington last year for the full season. Driscoll's a guy that's going to come in, know Kingsbury's offense right away. This one makes a lot of sense.
Was he here before, right?
He was here all last year.
Yeah.
I frankly didn't understand why they didn't just bring him back. But now they have.
Probably got a little more money somewhere else.
But, I mean, you end up on a practice squad, you're not getting that much more.
The quarterback stuff is different than the regular practice squad, though. They can negotiate a little more.
What do you think the chances are Driscoll starts Thursday? Because I don't think they're zero.
Probably about – I'm going 40-60. He starts to 60, he doesn't. That's damn close.
Give me your 100 chips of who's starting on Thursday at quarterback.
I'm going 40-60. I'm going – he going to have 40. I go with what you call him on – I give Josh 60 because he's been here the whole time. But I think he has a leash as short as you walk in – when you try to walk the pit bull, you got to pull it in close to make sure you can control him a little better. Are you Roddy? He got that type of leash. His leash is going to be short.
Very short. I agree with that. I think this is a smart move. I think this was kind of the move they had to make. I'm not surprised by this. I think this was probably talked about as soon as Saturday night, honestly. Mm-hmm. Driscoll can run a little bit. I honestly think the pick Johnson threw Saturday was like, all right, we got to call Jeff. Driscoll's not going to save nothing, but he's a career 58% passer. In his 7 years in the NFL, he started 12 games, 16 touchdowns against 10 picks. Listen, when you get to this stage of quarterbacking, the numbers aren't going to be pretty. So I can keep telling you more numbers, but I'm not surprised by this. I think it's the right move.
Listen, man, that interception that Josh threw is very similar to the interception that was thrown by Mariota where they threw him too super late. I think, listen, man, at this point, you're not getting any quarterback that's going to roll in here and you're going to say, oh, wait till our guy get out there. You know, all those guys make those type of mistakes. That's why they end up in the position they're in.
All right, I'm going to let the phone lines go. Let's go to Lawrence in D.C. Lawrence, what's up, dude?
Jay, B, what's happening, man? Merry Christmas.
What up, brother?
Happy New Year. I'll talk to y'all,
Same
man.
To you, brother.
You too, bud.
Well, I guess Driscoll just killed my dreams of bringing Patrick Ramsey back, but, you know. Damn, man. You know, that would have been a great Christmas gift, man. That would have been something to watch, but, you know. Well, I'm going to take it as a positive note, man.
Why Patrick Ramsey?
He just tried to go far
he's
back.
He's a hometown hero, man. We just know that he's going to put that fight up, man. And that's all. He might not score. He might throw five interceptions, but we know he's out there with heart, man. And that's all. You know.
We know there's going to be a lot of sacks given up.
I'm glad he finally started laughing because I was confused to the seriousness of the Patrick Ramsey call. Should we take a quick look back at the Patrick Ramsey career arc in Washington? Played 4 years for the Skins.
How many times he got sacked?
Completed 55% of his passes, 34 TDs against 29 picks. He was sacked 75 times.
Yeah.
Yo, hold on. That doesn't even properly tell the story. He was sacked 75 times in 24 starts.
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick Ramsey should sue Steve Spurrier.
He got us to the playoffs, though. He got us to the playoffs.
What year?
What was that? That was during the COVID year. What was that, 20?
Dog, that's why you have me so confused.
Patrick Ramsey, was you talking about Heineke?
Are you talking about Heineke?
Oh, my God. I said, what? God damn. What?
That's why this whole phone call had me so confused.
Oh, boy.
Patrick Ramsey played for Steve Spurrier.
Hey, man, what you been sipping
my
on this morning?
Yeah. I don't even know any.
Thanks for the call, I think.
You had to drink that drop.
Landfill cut
that. He said crap in another way.
Landfill, what'd you think of that caller saying they should sign Patrick Ramsey and confusing Patrick Ramsey with Taylor Heineke?
That was a wild, wild ride.
I thought he was just doing a bit off of the Taylor Heineke thing. But then when he said 2020 and COVID, I'm like, that wasn't Patrick Ramsey.
I thought it was a bit because of, like, Phil Rivers and whatever
else. I thought
he just
maybe had Tulane on the mind because of the game this weekend.
Yeah, you know what? We didn't have time. How pissed off do you think Theismann was watching Tulane and JMU get rocked?
Hey.
And JMU came back. If you want to celebrate them covering, which I do not, like, that's fine. But, like, Oregon.
Well, nobody expected them to win.
Oregon clearly took their foot off.
Everybody took Oregon, and then they came back and covered, so people lost money.
Yeah, me. let's go to Eazy-E in Rockville. What's up, Eazy?
Hey, what's going on, B, Mitch, and JP? Happy holidays and a happy early Merry Christmas. I got a story for y'all after I tell y'all about this daggone game I watched partially on Saturday. First and foremost, DC Sports, man, y'all let me down this weekend. Caps, Commanders, man, I'm in a gargle disposal right now. The Commanders
Caps lost both,
fight,
right?
Yeah, they did. They got a point yesterday. They Ethan Frank literally carried the entire team like Jaden carried us last year.
Yeah, he did.
But we got
how'd the Wiz do last night with Wemby in town? Did the Wiz win last night?
I ain't even watched that. I ain't even watched that. Come on, JP.
They lost by
11. I ain't even watched that one. Come on. What kind of question is that? look, the Commanders put up a fight. Physically and literally in the first quarter, but the fight was late in the game. You could see they was trying when Marcus Mariota was out there, but then once he went down, you could just start to see everything unraveled. I know you saw this, JP and B. Mitch. That hold of Treylon Burks' arm, like bear hugging him,
yeah,
and then
dude.
There being no flag, and it happening right in front of the ref, but then suddenly throughout the game, everything started getting called for the Eagles. You could tell that the refs were just like, man, we ain't going to call this for equally on both sides. But, I mean, like I said, the team put up a fight. It's been a down year. Here's the funny thing. My nephew, who I took to Dave & Buster's on yesterday, right? So we get there. This young man not only plays football at 8 years old, but he knows every darn player's name on the field. He knew Malik Nabers. Sadly, he knew J.J. McCarthy. He knew Shooter's name. He knew he was playing. So I was trying to figure out why he was done playing the games from 11:30 to 12:30. This boy wanted to watch football. I'm like, you wasn't even that hungry to begin with. You wanted to watch football, but it's cool. It's cool. So then we get home, or we on our way home. We leaving out of David Buster's. Now, JP, D. Mitch, y'all know how these kids can be. I don't know if you experienced it, though, JP, yet. He gets in the car and says, because they call me EJ at home. He goes, Uncle EJ, Can we go back to David Buster's? Not only did he ask to go back, he assigned a day. Can we go back next Saturday? I was like, whoa, pump the brakes. I ain't rich.
Oh, you hey.
You got to talk grandpa on that one.
Y'all hey, just bring him to your house and let him watch TV. Just bring him back to your house, EJ, and tell him watch TV. He want to watch the game. We don't need to go to David Buster.
I mean, I kind of play. I did something similar, kind of. So Sunday, having a Sunday off was pleasant. I took my oldest daughter to this new museum, the Center for the American Dream. It was an interesting spot, visually very cool.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's free. Looking to do something. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of timed up our departure from the museum with getting lunch right at kickoff. So I was at the Tombs in Georgetown. I got to play the chicken wings and a Guinness and watch football at a bar. I ain't mad at you. Let's go to Robert. Robert, what's up, dude? How you holding up?
Merry Christmas to both of you guys. You know, I don't get a chance to call in as much, but I'm so glad that we finally have at least one show that is talking about the elephant in the room, and that is our roster. I want to give Dan Quinn credit because this team is still playing hard. I'm not going to criticize these players because they're playing hard. They're just being put in positions that they just can't accomplish yet, but they are playing hard. But this roster is bad. And here's the second thing I want to say. When are we going to start talking about the offensive scheme? Because now we've had Jaden hurt. Marcus Mariota has gone down. And this is not the first time he's gone down. If Josh Johnson has to start the next two games, the chances of him completing the whole season are slim to none. We are in 2025, and I watch these other teams, Denver, Chicago, and New England, because they're in the same draft class. We're the only team that does not do max protect. We're the only team that doesn't have a fullback. We don't protect our quarterback at all costs. We leave them exposed. My hope is that Cliff will get a job after this season and that Dan Quinn will be forced to hire an offensive coordinator that will at least run an offense that resembles 2025. Exposing your quarterback like this is not good. So Merry Christmas to you guys. Keep the pressure on Adam Peters so we get younger. Oh, and the last thing I want to say, B. Mitch, I'm going to challenge you on this. Last year, you're right, there were people that were excited about us getting Marshawn Lattimore because we were, quote-unquote, going for it. I'm from Louisiana just like you. There's not one Saint fan that was sad that Marshawn Lattimore was gone. He hasn't been healthy since 2021. So you don't go for it with a player that's injured, and when you bring him in, he can't help you right away. That was a bad move, so we've given up draft picks for a player that was hurt, and now we have nothing to show for it. But anyway, Merry Christmas to you guys. Happy New Year. Keep up the good work, fellas.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate the call. I think the definitive – I think folks want to label draft picks busts and picks or, you know, moves that were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to be hesitant to make declarations on things in pro football.
Uh-huh.
I think we can all categorically say the Lattimore trade was a mistake.
Yeah.
And that's like that's a strike on Peter's resume and the evaluation and the coaching, whatever else. Honestly, like the health, all of it. Like, that was a mistake, and it cost them picks that they're not going to have. So I'm with you there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to take a couple more calls here. Wildcard Scotty on the line. What's up, Scotty? How do you do?
Scotty, what's up, man?
Fellas. What's happening? How you gentlemen doing today?
We're good. What's up?
I'm just calling. I want to collect, man. Made a bet about the Steelers and the Commanders at the beginning of the season. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
What was the bet?
No, who was we can go to the archives, man. Well, we talked about who's going to have a better season. Remember talking about all washed up Rodgers?
He's still washed up. I'll tell you, I won the Super Bowl.
He looks
all right,
man.
He ain't winning no Super Bowl, so shut up, Scott. You're going to be watching Super Bowl just like us.
I appreciate B's commitment to just blowing Scotty off here, but Pittsburgh's having a way better year than Washington.
They are. Yeah, I'm not trying to fight that. But I'm blowing off Scotty. I ain't going to listen to Scotty.
Hold on. Scotty, can I ask you something?
Absolutely.
Do you still want Tomlin gone?
Because
that dude just keeps winning, and everybody,
the team is come together. They're playing. They're doing what they should have been doing all season. He has let people. He's let this city down for. You see, he wins 9 ball games in a season. I see that he has.
Doug, you guys don't know what you don't know.
The only reason y'all don't
know what you don't know.
It's hard for me. It's hard for me to say it because I don't know what it's like to win 3, 4, 5, 7 ball games, and you know I don't know because we've never been there. But I can tell you, when you get out schemed, out coached in 4 or 5 consecutive playoff trips, and you get bounced, no, that's not acceptable.
What you don't know, man.
Yeah, but you're at least you are in the playoffs. You let him go, you won't be in the playoffs.
I guess so.
I'll see what you got to say then.
I hear you.
All right, Scotty, we appreciate you, bud. Have a Merry Christmas, pal. Lamphill, how much did you enjoy hitting the button that time?
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Frank in Richmond. Frank, what's up, dude?
Hey, baby. I've been a fan for 50 years of the Commanders. But let's be real here. This defense on the edges is porous. The teams have run the ball on the edges all year. They don't defend backs out of the backfield. The linebackers are a step slow. Wagner's a Hall of Fame, but it's not where they can go in the future. And the safeties are not aggressive. They're not. This defense has been this way since the first game of the season. And it's not getting better.
I think the edges – I think it's a good call, and I think the problems on the edges are significant, and that's an area I point to the injuries at a pretty big clip. Mm-hmm. When Dorrance Armstrong – and we're going way back. It was warm outside. Nobody had Christmas stockings up. Before Dorrance Armstrong went down, he was really generating a lot of pressure. And then on the other side, you had Dietrich Wise, who was supposed to be this edge setter in the run game. And I can understand the plan then, and it was – not necessarily working at a high level, but it was working at an average level, and Armstrong was getting to the quarterback. When those two went down, and then you combine that with really poor secondary play, that's when they hit that stretch of just getting smoked.
Yeah.
And I do think the edges have been super problematic, and I think that's probably the top of the list of what they need to assess this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they need to. And they will. Listen, bro. Everybody was fun and happy. Now you got to get to work. And the pressure's on everybody. And I like it like that when the pressure's not on just one aspect of it. And I'm not talking about offense, defense, special teams. I'm talking about front office, coaching, players. It's on all of them to come up and play.
I very much don't think anybody's getting fired, period. But, like, when you go through a season like this, there are moments, like, that Minnesota game, if they, let's say last year they were 7-10,
mm-hmm.
that, the Monday after that Minnesota game, that Sunday night, that's a fireable game. 31-0 like that. Like that, those are the moments where, and I think this ownership has a steady hand. If you look at how Josh has run the Sixers and stuff, he doesn't like paying people not to work, which you have to do in football if you're going to fire somebody. Like, I don't think major moves are coming, but there have been moments this season, like historically bad moments. You lose four in a row by three touchdowns or more. Hadn't happened in 25 years. Like, that doesn't sit well with owners.
Yeah.
So when you say the pressure's going to be on, it is absolutely going to be on. And it's,
I mean, I just think it's that way in sports. All around the world. Like, you have to show something to get that taste out of people's mouth. Point blank.
Wow. Commanders just made it official. Jeff Driskel has been signed off the Arizona practice squad, and Sam Cosmi to the IR. There's two games left. It's a short week.
Yeah.
He's in concussion protocol. It means he's at least going to miss this week. They also have to create a roster spot to sign Driskel.
Yeah.
But obviously, just a bummer of a year. There's so few bright spots to point to. Cosmi works his way all the way back from the injury, and now IR to end it with the concussion. You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to keep these phones open throughout the hour. 800-636-1067.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.